This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Add more possible victims to the BP disaster. Investors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon. This week is coming down to a cliffhanger for BP investors. The British oil giant tells the Wall Street Journal its dividend payouts to shareholders could be cut. That would be a big blow for those who've already seen the value of their shares plunge. And that was before new estimates that say the spill may be worse, much worse, than we've been told. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich joins me live now with the latest. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay, so we've heard this before, but what's the new estimate? How bad is the leak now?
Yeah, well, you've heard this before, too. We still don't really know, sorry. But scientists convened by the federal government to get a handle on it now say it's possible twice as much oil has spilled from this well than we previously thought. They're still giving a huge range, largely because the main tool available has been this underwater web video, which, as you'd imagine, is not the most precise instrument. But the new range from these government scientists is considerably higher than the information we were dealing with just yesterday.
Well, speaking of yesterday, the company had a good day, at least on Wall Street. Will today's new data deal another financial blow to the company?
Quite possible, I think. As you'd imagine, as the size of the spill shoots up, so do both the cost of the cleanup and the potential liabilities for BP going forward. This will be an important number in lawsuits. And this will put even more pressure on BP to lower or postpone its dividend, to sock more money away to recover in the long term. On the other hand, maybe investors are exhausted or skeptical now when it comes to this constant revising of estimates, and I guess the market will let us know.
Marketplace's Jeff Horwich live. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So let's check the prospects for BP's dividend this morning. Investors seem to be betting that rather than being cut completely, the dividend might end up being deferred. The stock is up another 7% in London at this hour after its U.S.-traded shares picked up 12% yesterday. The boost from BP is helping Britain's FTSE take a step up with an advance of nearly 0.75%. In France, the CAC 40 has gained 0.67%. Germany's DAX has edged up 0.1%. Stocks in Tokyo and Hong Kong closed up more than 1%. A coalition of drug companies release a new database on Alzheimer's disease today. The companies pooled their resources in cooperation with the Food and Drug Administration. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports the idea is to lower the cost of research and development and get new drugs to the market faster.
The new database includes information on 11 clinical trials involving 4,000 Alzheimer's patients. The FDA and researchers around the world will have access to the information. They'll be able to pull up the patient's MRIs and scores from mental acuity tests. Dr. Raymond Woosley heads the Critical Path Institute, which helped create the database. He says it will give drug developers a head start.
You can find out if a drug is really working without having to do a 5-year trial.
And since the FDA will be using the same database, it may take less time to get new drugs approved. It could also be cheaper. Woosley says it costs a lot for drug makers to create new medications working on their own.
The failure rate during development, the cost of development, have created a real untenable business model.
Woosley says drug companies are usually reluctant to share the results of years of expensive research. Plus, they're wary of antitrust laws. But an army of lawyers signed off on the new database, and another one is in the works, this time for Parkinson's disease. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by the Batten Institute, advancing knowledge about entrepreneurship and innovation at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. www.batteninstitute.org.
Tax season just ended in Greece, home to Europe's most notorious dodgers of the tax man. Now that the country is battling bankruptcy, Greece wants to crack down on those who cheated this year. From Athens, Joanna Kakikis reports.
It's a frantic morning at Yannis Kapeleris' office. He's the top financial crimes investigator in Greece. And his job is to track down tax evaders, who could be anyone from plumbers to pop singers to politicians.
It's our main goal to get tax evaders to pay because, as you know, the government here has implemented some strong austerity measures that are really weighing down the working people.
Kapeleris knows what he's up against. At least 10% of Greece's gross domestic product isn't taxed at all. That's $37 billion a year. Yannis Tsarmougelis is an economics professor at the University of the Aegean. He says part of the problem is that tax evaders aren't scared of getting caught.
We have a very weak legal system that does not allow someone that evades taxation, for instance, to be facing a sentence to jail, to go to jail.
He says another big reason Greeks don't pay their taxes is because they don't trust the government. Many people here call their politicians kleftes. That's the Greek word for thieves. At this recent protest outside Parliament, I talked to a store manager named Dimitri. He says politicians stole so much taxpayer money over the past 50 years that they've bankrupted Greece.
I want people that robbed us to give back the money. It's not enough for them to get into jail. Because if they get into jail, we're going to be paying for their food in the jail.
Tax investigator Yannis Kapeleris says he wants people to trust that this government won't be corrupt. He says he has hundreds of investigators working from dawn until midnight to make sure everyone pays their taxes this year.
I think people really want justice. They want tax evaders brought to justice.
His office has already fined tax evaders more than $2 billion. That's four times more than during the same period last year. And in Greece, that's progress. In Athens, I'm Joanna Kakissis for Marketplace.
And speaking of progress, here's a hopeful sign. Maybe the economic recovery will start trickling down to the rest of us soon. Boston Consulting Group is out with a study showing global wealth is back to its pre-meltdown heights, and the number of millionaires has grown by 14%. Unfortunately, North America has lagged behind other parts of the world. And if you're wondering where all that wealth is going, it seems there's a special calling in being rich. As in being able to buy a $70,000 cell phone fashioned out of platinum, black leather, rubies, and, oh yes, an 83-carat sapphire. The phone was on display at this week's opening of the Virtu Company's Rodeo Drive boutique. The LA Times reports the thing even makes phone calls. And you don't even have to buy it with a two-year plan. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.